Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the show. And I'm going to say good morning to everybody in the studio. Morning, studio.
Good morning.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I have for you. These are 90s catchphrases, and I will give it to you, and you tell me what show or movie it's from.
Okay,
okay, we'll take turns. Amy, you ready?
Ready.
Number one.
Did I do that?
Family Matters.
That is correct. That is Steve Urkel. Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
All righty then.
All right. That's Ace Ventura.
That is correct. That is Ace Ventura. Good.
Good one.
Woo!
1-1. Early in the morning, gotta get those cobwebs
out. Yeah.
90s catchphrases. Amy, ready?
Ready.
You got it, dude.
Full House.
Correct. It's Michelle Tanner. Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
Show me the money!
Jerry Maguire!
That is correct.
Good one.
We're now to sudden death.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name if you know it. Ready?
Yeah.
Swing.
Swing.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
Swing. That is Wayne's World.
All I do is win. Got money. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there.
Amy taking an L the first of the week.
That swing.
I took an L, but I bounced back.
You did. Now you won. You got the W.
Oh, yeah.
Swing, swing,
swing,
swing,
swing.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A group of fourth graders at a Salinas, California elementary school made a video asking for better toilet paper for their school. They just made a video. They sent it to Charmin. Charmin saw the video. It sent them 6,000 rolls of toilet paper.
Shout out Charmin.
Shout out Charmin.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that is good.
Made those sixth graders days,
yeah.
Weeks,
yes,
months.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's true.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in the Grand Canyon. A tour helicopter crashed. It was carrying 7 people. 3 people died. 4 were injured. Officials are investigating the crash. In health news, there's a shortage of Tamiflu. It's one of the medicines for treating the flu. Pharmacies are saying not to panic. It's just the liquid form. They still have the pill form, and they can turn that into a dose for children. And finally, in the Olympics, Norway leads with 8 medals. The USA's in 4th with 4 total medals.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We'll play a game. Over under 40 years old. I'll give you the celebrity. Tell me if they're over or under 40 years old.
Easy.
You think?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Over.
Over. That's correct. He's 40 years old, plus some days.
So close.
Kobe Bryant.
Over.
39 years old. Reese Witherspoon.
Over.
James Corden.
Under.
Yeah, he's 39. Rachel McAdams.
Under.
Pretty good at this game. Ashton Kutcher.
Over.
Correct. He's 40. Carrie Underwood.
Under.
34. Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Oof. Over.
Under. He's 38.
Dang.
Ryan Reynolds.
Over.
He's 41. You did pretty good at that.
Thank
Not bad.
You.
And they're all right there on that little line.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up. What are you doing?
We have dinner reservations, but I don't know where.
Because your husband's keeping it from you?
Yeah, he planned it. Apparently, it's somewhere when you eat, it takes 2 hours.
Oh, melting pot.
Oh.
You go and you dip your food and stuff. I love the melting pot.
Oh, really?
Pot.
You think that's it? I don't know. He's like, I wanted to keep that part of surprise, but I needed to know the time frame because I was helping book the babysitter and yeah.
So you and just know it's a secret. I like that, that there's some sort of mystery.
Yeah. He's like, and there's a scheduled time of eating. I'm like, okay. I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Well, we got a conflict. One of my co-ed soccer games got rescheduled for Valentine's night, so...
Okay, easy.
Skip
don't
it.
Go.
Yeah.
It's a co-ed rec soccer game.
Means
game.
Nothing.
I mean,
I don't even get it.
Are you playing... Well, here's the question. Are you playing for a scholarship?
No, but y'all, what I've learned is these team captains...
Prize money?
Yeah, anything?
We're playing for seeding.
Yeah?
Leading up to the playoffs, yes, so it's an important game. Hmm.
So are you going to skip the game or skip Valentine's night with your wife?
Kind of leaning towards skipping Valentine's night with the wife.
Do you feel like you'll make it up to her?
Yes, eventually. I'll plan a night the next night. What difference does it make? Just a day?
Yeah.
And everything will be, there will be, options will be wide open, and I get discounted candy at the store.
Do you know what time we're going to dinner? Because I'm thinking about options, because I was like, well, 5.
Oh, sounds amazing. Yeah.
But that's when there's the most availability is earlier.
Eddie, you've been married for how long?
Yeah, 12 years.
And what do you have?
We're going to do something a little different this year. Instead of going at night, we're going to do it right after work, before the kids get out of school. So no babysitter required. Lunch will be wide open, a little cheaper.
Oh, that's actually genius.
Yeah, and so when the kids come out of school at 3, we're done.
Oh.
Parent life right there.
Yeah.
Do you have it planned?
No, that's the plan I have so far.
Oh, yeah. You don't have anything planned.
Well, what are you thinking?
Well, a lunch somewhere
yeah,
nice.
Like I just said, the kids are not there.
I mean, anything can happen.
Oh, boy. Oh. Anything can happen. That's always the worst plan when it's anything can happen.
It's actually a good idea. I kind of want that to happen
Thanks,
to
Amy.
Me.
I think parents out there are being like, genius.
Yeah, but you don't have it planned. You just
you have an idea.
I have a cool place you maybe could check out. I'll tell you.
Do you not want to say it on the air because all the lunch reservations will book up?
Oh,
as soon as you do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Smart. Save it, Amy.
Okay.
It rhymes with Burger King. That's all I'm going to say.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. Round the room we go with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I think this is pretty cool. So this author and comedian, Danny Klein Modisette, started a new service. And it's somewhat like Musicians on Call, which I volunteer for and I'm on the board. And what we do is we send music to the rooms of patients, kids and veterans mostly. That's who I've played for. Mm-hmm. But I think this comedian did something funny. It's now called Laughter on Call, where they get comics to go to hospital rooms and tell jokes to patients.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they've started, well, it started as a couple people. All of a sudden, now people are going to rooms in different cities, making people feel better in hospital rooms.
Man, you could do Musicians on Call. You already do. And you could do Laughter on Call because you got stand up.
I could do Sadness on Call.
You could do it all. Mm-hmm. You're full of so much.
Yeah, I could do Build Up a Bunch of Walls and Not Accept Love on Call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these motions.
Man. Lonely on Call.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. Oh. I need the peanut gallery.
Man. I thought I'd throw that
He'll
in.
Sit and watch Golden Girls with you on
call.
Yeah.
Golden Girls on Call. Yeah, good one. Okay, let's get off me here. Amy, go ahead.
So a few weeks ago, this woman went to a Wisconsin Humane Society and adopted a cat. She got the cat home and the cat would not stop crying. And it didn't take her long to figure out that he was having anxiety from being separated from his sister that was still at the shelter.
Wow.
So she went back and adopted the little sister kitty too. And now the cats are fine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that story. Lunchbox, you're up.
Man, this is a crazy wedding story. Shirley lives in the Ohio Valley. A couple years ago, there's a blizzard, and her kids are walking to the babysitter's, and there's over a foot of snow, and this guy pulls up. He's like, here, let me drive you to the babysitter. Shirley thinks, oh my gosh, this guy's trying to kidnap my kids. She runs out of the house and talks to the guy. Okay, a couple years later, they start dating. Now they're getting married.
Oh, wow, so the dude trying to kidnap her kids married her?
Well, he was trying to be nice and give them a ride so they didn't get stuck in the storm.
Oh, wow.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
That he just really wanted those kids, so.
He was eyeballing. He said, okay, how can I get her to date me? And he waited for those kids to come out.
Wow.
Hey,
oh, yeah,
you
and he rescued
you guys need
them.
A ride?
Huh? That's it. Good.
Hey, put in a good word with your mom, will you? That's good. Okay. I know that we make jokes. That's a good story, though. Just when anyone's happy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I think my favorite song on the radio right now is this David Lee Murphy song.
Yeah.
So you know Dust on the Bottle.
Of course.
But you don't know everything's going to be all right.
I need to hear it.
And Kenny Chesney's in it? I'll play some of it. It's a jam.
She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. I said, yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately, I've been feeling kind of low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall, and say, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. And nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling. Everything's gonna be alright, alright.
It's good, huh?
I like it.
Here's Kenny right here.
So I nodded my head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few bucks in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I looked back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. That said, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright.
You're already singing it over there.
I know.
It's great, right?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
catchy.
It really? Yeah. How we feel on? Let's go around the panel. Eddie.
This is David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, dust on a bottle.
It's
David.
So good.
It's so
dude.
Good.
So good.
Yes. Morgan, number two. Are you into it?
Yeah, I really love it.
And nobody's got to worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button.
This and the Old Dominion song.
Oh, yeah.
When they come on the radio, I still turn it up. Everything else, I turn it down.
That's not true.
Oh, that's not true. I have a game here. Would you like to play a game, Amy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here we go. It's called Are They Taller Than Our Producer Raymond?
Oh, no.
So
it's got to be a lot of people, right?
Ray.
Our producer Raymond, who sits in the glass room, is 5'6" tall.
Yes.
We've measured him.
He's my height.
So I will give you a celebrity. You tell me if they're taller or shorter than our 5'6" producer Raymond.
Okay.
Kevin Hart.
He's shorter.
Correct. Kevin Hart's 5'4".
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how I knew that, but I do.
Lady Gaga.
She's shorter.
Correct. She's 5'1".
Yeah. Wow, she's so tiny.
She's so tiny. Tom Cruise. Is he taller than producer Raymond? Or
taller.
Short? Yeah. Correct. Tom Cruise is 5'7".
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne? I feel like you're tricking me with the Lil.
I didn't write his name. I didn't create the name. Go ahead.
I think he's taller.
Lil Wayne is shorter. Lil Wayne's 5'5".
Wow. He is. So that's how he got that name. Like Lil is for real.
Yeah. And Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is taller.
He's shorter. 5'5".
No way. No, I don't think so.
You know who fact checked this?
Who?
Mike D.
Yeah.
He's,
okay,
he's always right.
He's probably right. Yeah. Fact check it again, Mike D. Mike D, fact check yourself. still 5'5". Okay.
What about one more? Selena Gomez. Taller or shorter than producer Raymond?
Ooh, interesting. Shorter.
Correct. She's 5'5".
Okay. Yeah.
The weird thing about our producer Raymond is he has a twin brother. How tall is your twin brother?
Six.
He's 6 foot tall. Like, the worst thing
what
to happen.
Happened?
Yeah.
That's not the worst. There are worse things in life, Bobby.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I just checked the list, and that's the worst. When you have a twin brother, and he's 6 inches taller than you. Oh, all right, thank you. You good?
Yeah.
Raymond, are you okay?
Ask Ray if he's
I'm all good.
Good.
That's
Raymond,
a funny game.
You like the game?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I don't like it, because I feel like, I don't know. Ray, are you sure you're okay if we play that?
If you get offended by people making fun of how tall you are, you have other things to worry about, probably that are bigger than that.
There you go.
I don't care.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but you got it. One more. Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's taller.
Yeah, she's 5'9".
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man thought it would be a good idea to steal some beehives from his neighbor's backyard.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
No, he got busted when he got him back to his house and got stung enough he had to call 911 and admit that he stole them from someone down the street. And that's what we call getting busted in a sting operation.
Okay.
Sting.
You didn't write that. There's no way you wrote that. Did you steal that?
I think he did.
Amy, there's no way he wrote that. Did you write that?
No, that was the headline of the article.
Oh, boo. I had faith in you.
But why are you trying to steal bees?
Well, I knew when it was the bonehead and he was stealing things that could sting him, it wasn't going to end well. That's funny, though.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah, what you should do.
Sting operation.
Yeah, yeah, but you. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A guy's wearing his AirPods, which are those earbuds, but they don't have a cord. So he's listening to a dance mix, he says.
Oh, so it's
yeah, he's getting his workout on.
Getting into
he's
it.
In Florida.
And all of a sudden, white smoke starts billowing out of his headphones. So he pulls them from his ears and he throws them down, walks over back to them after he throws them, and one of them was completely burnt up.
Wow.
He said he doesn't know what would happen to his ear. Yeah, his ear would have caught on fire. That's what would happen.
Yeah, could have. Yeah.
He had a burnt ear.
Pretty much, he had a mini explosion in his ear.
Remember when all those phones were blown up?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Those Samsungs. Were Samsungs?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Let's just play the odds. If there are 5 million electronic devices, one of them's going to blow up. Now, the Samsung thing was a little much. These are AirPods. I haven't heard this anywhere. I wouldn't worry about this. It's one story.
Okay.
And remember the person who put their finger in the chili? They cut their finger off. And then they put in chili and they sued. That's been hanging with me for a while. So I think someone could be doing this too.
He purposefully?
No, I don't know. I just watch out for that finger in the chili.
Okay. Or don't listen to an electronic dance mix.
Do you think that's what it was?
While you're working out. Too much going on.
I still hear your voice
when
you sleep
I'm on fire.
Next to me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
You ever feel like you're just going crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had one of those this weekend because I know I was at a half tank of gas. I know it.
That kind of crazy.
In my heart, I know it. And I go out to my Jeep and there's no gas left in it. And so I'm down the road and I'm on -++. Not 20 miles because it has a little electronic thing that tells you how many miles are left.
Yes.
I know in my heart I had to have a tank of gas last night.
So did someone siphon you?
I don't know, or someone went joyriding, or I'm crazy. It's one of the three things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about it pretty nonstop. And so here's the thing. The last time you felt like you went crazy, you call us. 877-77-BOBBY. Because I do realize that I'm probably in the wrong. But I swear to you, I had a half tank of gas. Because I had a photo shoot for my second book that's coming out. And I got home, and I just remember there being a half tank. And I never go below half tank.
Okay.
Came out to my car, and it was empty. And it blew my mind. So, 877-77-BOBBY.
Yeah, because you're not the type of person to let yourself get to empty. Yeah.
But I am the type of person that wouldn't see someone joyriding in my Jeep at 1 a.m. You have one now, or you want to come up with one?
Well, your kind of crazy is different. Yours is that you're adamant you've done something. Mine is literally I felt like I was just emotionally going crazy, and I had to sit myself in a corner and take deep breaths.
Go ahead.
Till I could compose myself.
That's a panic attack.
Yeah. I just was, my husband was there. I got my dog and we went to a corner and I had time out.
But that's really, that's really
crazy.
Crazy. Like I'm talking about, mine's kind of funny.
Well,
yours is you had a real life panic attack.
When you first asked the question, I
goes,
thought.
I had to check myself in. No, that's true.
I thought that's what you meant.
We're lighthearted
here.
I
remember
what happened?
Saying the word. I just don't. I felt I was going crazy. I felt anxiety and emotional and told my husband, I just want to go to bed and shut the door and never come out. Never, ever, ever. I don't want to ever come out.
Is it the kids stuff?
I don't know. It was all the things. Girl time. It was really, honestly, just a few days ago leading up to it's girl time, by the way, but I'm past the crazy part. But the PMS part sent me into, I wish my husband would call in. He won't, but I think he was looking at me in the face saying, who are you right now? And I even knew, I don't know. So that's why I voluntarily put myself in the corner with my dog.
Nobody puts Amy in a corner.
Except
but Amy, yes.
Because I needed to just have a time out. I was going crazy.
One of my favorite parts of the story is that you took your dog with you. As a comfort animal.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Well, I didn't want to be alone in the corner.
You know, I mentioned earlier, I think I'm going crazy because I know that I had a half tank of gas in my Jeep. Woke up the next morning, there was no gas. So either I'm crazy or someone went for a joyride. Nicole in Tampa is on. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for calling. When did you go crazy? What happened?
Okay, so this was a couple of years ago. I was getting ready early morning, going to work, had my car started. I was sitting in the driveway and realized, oh my gosh, I forgot to shut the garage. So I went to get out of my car. Now, mind you, you put the car in park. Get out of the car. As I'm walking away from my car, shut the door, my car starts to drive away from me, in which I start to panic and go, oh my God, there is no way this car is driving. So I had it run right into my garage door, hit the wall, and thank God it had to stop. I had a vacuum cleaner. I had to stop it. And I was like, this didn't just happen to me because cars don't just drive away. I swear to you, I had it in park.
There's no way. Like, you had it in drive, and you got out in drive,
no,
right?
No, no, her car drove away.
No, come on. Come on, Nicole.
No,
come
my
on,
husband,
Nicole.
I literally dropped it off the next day and said, there's something malfunctioning in my car. You guys have to do a complete search on it because I don't know if something was recalled and I missed it, but this car legit drove away from me.
Okay. The ghost. What? The right? The ghost of your car? The ghost of Tampa?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. I just know if that would happen to me, I would have had to go to the realization that it was in drive. And I got out of it. Nicole, thank you for your call, though. I appreciate you. Hey, Angela in Tampa, you're on.
Hi. I had the same incident where I thought I was crazy for weeks on top of weeks that I kept saying, I know I had a full tank of gas or I had a half a tank of gas, and I wouldn't have gas the next day. So, you know, my husband thought I was nuts because I kept on and on about it. And finally, my husband caught my neighbor in my yard siphoning my gas.
Oh, see?
What? She wasn't crazy.
No, I got to know how you handled this, Angela.
Well, you know, my husband was going to kick the crap out of him. The problem is all the neighbors were outside, so therefore there would have been witnesses. So, you know, what we did is we have actually put boards full of nails around our gas tanks. Like, you can't see them because this dirt is over them. So we just hope that we will catch him again in the act. Wow. And this time he won't be able to run off because his feet are going to be hurting. So
it's like Home Alone.
Wait, they suck.
There's an iron on the gas tank.
There's a paint can going to swing down and nail him. Angela.
Nails in the yard?
Wow, what a
It's her yard. You know? Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you.
Invisible electric fence around it.
Candy.
Hey.
Thank you for calling from Arkansas. Well, how are you crazy?
Well, just last night, actually, my son was curled up in bed, and I laid his pajamas on his pillow, and I said, get dressed, and I walked out of the room, and they were laying on the floor, and he was curled up in the same position.
You think the pajamas walked to the floor?
I don't know, maybe he threw them, but I swear I just put them on there for him to put on.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe anymore. I was reading this book about OCD last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I have a minor case. Yeah, it's small. It's
minor? Yeah. Like, are you convincing yourself?
No, it is small.
No, I think compared to some people, it's minor.
And so I'm reading about the psychological disorder that is OCD and how people... This one girl has to tap every surface she walks by, or she gets these terrible thoughts and she goes into panics.
Wow.
Another kid has to put both parts of his body right then left in order. He has to shake hands with both hands. He has to walk through doorways left and right.
Ooh.
All of this, or they psychologically can't move on with their day.
Mm-hmm.
So I read it because I have just a twinge of OCD, and I wake up at 2 after. I do all these little things with time. Part of the reason that
you have to make
I'm
sure
always on time.
Drawers are shut.
Yeah, all the drawers are shut in my house before I go check them every day. So what happens though, like this morning, I gave myself 10:30 to sleep in instead of 02. I gave myself 28 extra minutes to sleep today. And I woke up 30 minutes earlier than normal because I'd given myself extra time.
Yeah.
How does your body know?
I don't know. But because I had allowed myself to sleep even longer, I woke up even earlier. I don't know what's wrong.
Can't even treat yourself.
I can't. I can't even have a little extra.
Man.
What?
That never works for me. Like, give myself 20 minutes, it's going to be an hour and we're done.
They do this, I think it's called like inversion therapy, where they make people do what they're scared of and it makes them completely uncomfortable and they cry and they go through even breakdowns. They would make her just walk by things without tapping. They wouldn't let her.
Oh,
she would have
just,
but it would slowly start to be a thing. And that's why when I would talk to people, and even my therapist, he would say, just be late places. Like, make yourself be late. And I tried to be later today. And what happens? I'm up watching the CNN at 2:10 a.m. live from Pyeongchang.
You can't even be late.
I can't even be late when I want to.
You're going to find out it's really fun when you're late sometimes.
Yeah.
Live a little.
And now the segment, the fired waitress and the tip.
Yes.
Yeah, finally. So this girl, she's 25 years old. She was fired on Thursday in Florida. She had filled a $735 carryout order, and they didn't tip her. It's a church group. So she gets on Facebook, and she posts it. She said, "They didn't tip me. Here's what happened." The end. So they fired her for putting that on Facebook. How do you feel about that?
Okay, are you... Okay, I know it's a very expensive order, so it means there's probably a lot of food, but do you always tip on carryout? I mean, I do, but what's the norm?
I think the norm is on carryout whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I don't think the norm is 20%. I don't think there is a norm on carryout.
Okay.
I do as well, just because I'm probably going to go back to whatever place I ordered from, and they remember. We all remember. So that to you is the issue, tipping on carryout.
Right.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Oh, I'm glad she got fired. This is exactly what needs to happen. We have to stop shaming people that don't tip. You can't take their personal information. They don't want to tip you. That's your problem. You're in a industry. You depend on tips, maybe. If you don't like it, get out of the industry.
Oh, man. I feel like if somebody didn't tip Lunchbox, he's the one that would go on social media.
For sure he would.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, and here's the real problem with this is you can be a restaurant and have people worried that your servers are going to not get what they think they deserve and right. post it all out there. The restaurant had to fire her.
Very true. Yes.
Even if you don't agree with what happened and why it happened, you can't have your servers being upset and putting it out there. Apparently, she took to Facebook to complain, and one of her friends said, "Hey, you should take that down." And he said he would try to contact the church and remedy the situation. So they obviously didn't, and they fired her.
Yeah.
And they should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she can still get a job somewhere else. I think she learned a lesson here. I just see this and I would go, "Oh, I wouldn't go to that restaurant. What if I don't tip right? Are one of the servers going to post my stuff out there?"
And do you have to disclose that at your next interview?
No, I don't think so.
Just keep it to yourself.
I was reading a story about if you withhold a previous job on a resume, is that considered lying?
Is it?
So I'm asking you, is it?
No.
You say no? If you omission.
Maybe
is that,
you just want to act like it never happened. No, I didn't work there.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
The waitress was fired because she got on Facebook and said, "I didn't get a tip." It was a $735 carryout order. Laura in Arkansas, go ahead.
Yeah, so one, she shouldn't have posted on Facebook. Totally agree with that. But the fact that they didn't tip is totally unacceptable.
It's a carryout order.
Yeah, but they get paid $4 an hour. So they also, just the servers, rely on a tip to support their family.
Okay, I served. I was a server for years. And I would disagree that there's any sort of standard assigned to carryout orders. I think if you want a tip, great, for the same reason. I needed people to help me pay my bills. And when I waited on them and took care of them, if you're tipping that, you're tipping the chef. You're tipping the cook on a carryout order. I don't think it's the waitress, Laura. And again, I was a server too.
Right. So I do carryout orders all the time, and I take the order just like I would if you were sitting in front of me. I put the order together just like I would if you were sitting in front of me, and I give the order to you, make sure it's right, just like you were sitting in front of me, and there should be a standard.
Is there a kid in the car? Are you yelling at the kid?
No.
Okay, good, good. I appreciate the call. I think we have a slight difference in opinion, but the same opinion that we should always take care of each other, especially as servers. We depend on, obviously I don't do it much anymore, but we depend on the generosity of others to pay our car payment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just don't think there's an attached 15 or 20% on a takeout order. If you want to, great. And I do, because I don't want to be spitting my food next time. I appreciate the call, Laura.
Very true.
Hey, Christy in Tampa, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, also longtime waitress here in Florida. Unfortunately, here in Florida, we actually have to pay tax on the dollar of our sales. So at the end of the day, she had to pay to the IRS 6% to the government for putting that order together.
Well, then what the restaurant should do is anything over X amount of dollars, a tip should be added on, just like you are with that many people.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the restaurant. You can't order $735 and then expect someone to tip you accordingly.
Correct.
Right. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah, yeah. Christy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, but she should have never been fired over that. I mean, I've expressed my opinion to an actual customer who sat at my table for 4.5 hours to watch a basketball game, and then they were an ex-Buccaneer player, and they walked out and didn't tip on the $150 bill.
Listen, I get it.
Oh, wait. But so she said something to them in person?
You can't be, as the restaurant, if one of your employees is posting other people's, hey, I didn't tip, here's what they paid, you got to get rid of them because it makes your restaurant look bad. You can't leave her on. And also, again, as a waiter, if I got stiffed, that was just, some people tipped doubly extra. Some people tipped almost nothing. That's the environment of working as a server. I did it. I get it. I wouldn't chase people to cars, though. I had friends that would chase people to their car.
And say what?
You didn't tip me.
Did you forget?
That's what they would do. You forgot to tip me. Didn't have that.
And that's crazy.
Most times, they would come back with money.
Really?
Well, I think the person felt like they were getting robbed. Like, literally. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood is back to working out. She posted a photo on Instagram, but the real takeaway from it is that you can only see the side of her face that wasn't injured. She's working out, but looking at her son in the shot, and yeah, we still haven't seen the left side, which, you know, she revealed she had about 40 or 50 stitches put in after her fall. We knew she'd hurt her wrist a long time ago, but now it's revealed that apparently her face won't be the same.
I'm so curious.
I know. This picture definitely made a lot of people more curious.
Like, I really didn't care, and I thought, she's injured. She has a scar. Cool. We all have scars.
But it's also good to see she's back working out, feeling good.
I just want to see her face. Now they're making it a bigger thing.
I know.
I was looking at the picture and I thought, oh, you can't see Carrie's face. Now I must see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I hope she's okay, but I figure she is. What else you got?
The new Peter Rabbit film is facing a boycott over a scene in which a gang of bunnies attack a man with blackberries knowing he's allergic to them. So groups representing allergy sufferers are prompting the hashtag boycott Peter Rabbit on social media.
Can we stop with everybody being so butthurt about everything? This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Yeah, people have allergies. Here's the thing. Here's the big picture people are missing. Kids, in life, you're going to face adversity and things are going to happen to you that aren't always pleasant. As you go through life and things are spoon-fed to you that are so pleasant the whole time, whenever you hit that adversity, it's going to be even more of a shock. So there's a bunny movie where they throw blackberries at someone allergic to blackberries.
Enjoy
a break.
It's a cartoon.
Everyone is just getting so overly PC about everything, where when something happens that isn't completely pleasurable for kids, they're not going to know what to do. And that's what's happening. I now want to go see the movie just because they're boycotting it. I want to do the opposite. I want to take in a double feature, Peter Rabbit, and then another version of Peter Rabbit.
Well, and parents could just, if it's a concern, they could just talk to their kids and say, hey.
No. Amy, that's crazy.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Of course, say, that's what
it
is.
If someone's allergic to something, you don't get at them by giving them what they're allergic to.
But the fact that we take and we just shield our kids from everything means when they do get hit with something, they're going to react so negatively that I don't know if they can bounce back. I think kids will just be gone one day.
Well, yeah. That's the end of us.
Me getting picked on as a kid created me now. Now, if a good thing or bad thing, that's what happened.
It's up to you to figure that out.
I was ready for the world by about 16.
Do you think being picked on and then giving something you're super allergic to is a little bit different?
I think it's a movie about bunnies. Let's take a chill pill.
It says a gang of bunnies.
Okay.
Attack.
Well, the bunny Crips were attacking a guy. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds, Giddy.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
So Amy's in church yesterday. Sermon.
Yeah. There's normally not much eating going on.
Yeah.
But someone was eating chips. And I don't know exactly what kind. But I'm thinking a Dorito. Those are crunchy. I feel Pringles could be a soft chew, but this was loud. Like crunchy, loud.
So you're praising the Lord. And then. And he saith.
We're
I don't know that I couldn't have laughed.
I don't know. I was thinking, can this person not... Maybe they can't hear how loud they're... I don't know. And then that makes me feel bad if they really don't know, if they can't hear it, but it was so awkward.
Did you know who it was?
I mean, it was hard not to... Yeah, I could look back. I mean, I don't know exactly what they were eating, but I don't... Do I know the person? No.
No, but did you see them? Were they really old or really young? Because if so, they get a pass.
Yes, good point.
They were average.
Okay. Oh.
They were a kid.
And they were just eating chips during the service?
Yes. And I started to think, okay, maybe they have that... Like low blood sugar. They got to eat something right then and there, or they pass out.
Or diabetic?
I don't know. Or...
Yeah.
It just seemed so awkward and not appropriate. But
did anybody say anything, or they just finished their chips?
No.
Then they crumpled the bag.
Like lick their fingers, like no, I don't know.
A burp.
I just thought okay.
opens a beer.
I mean, yeah, all are welcome.
Yeah.
It's
true.
I just thought, someone thought this is okay. And
how do your
that
kids do
disturbing.
With American church?
They're good. They go to kids' church and they love it.
Mm. So when they were going to Haitian church,
and I love it.
At the orphanage, because I was there, they would come to the orphanage.
Yeah, the church was right what's on the orphanage grounds, but there was a gate that blocked it off. But they would all walk over. And church in Haiti is from about 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, I mean, it's quite different.
How do they feel about American Kid Church?
They like it. They play and do their thing. Yesterday when we were dropping off at kids' church, they were begging to come over and sit with us, like adult church. And I was thinking, okay, should we let them see how this is? And then they're going
to
be...
When I was a kid and we had to go to the sermon, woo, man, it was long. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take it. I would just fall asleep in the back pew. And for a long time, I went to a Pentecostal church with my grandma. And that got pretty intense because it's singing and yelling and dancing. Later, I went to a Baptist church for years. I mean, that's probably where I spent the most time. But, whew, man, when I was a kid, I did not want any part of adult sermon. Because you would go to, like, the Bible study first and then go to sermon.
Like
sometimes I just leave.
Ooh.
I finish Bible study and get out of there and just sneak out the back door.
I don't feel like churches these days are any that we've been going to. Like, as a kid, we always had Sunday school. And even the adults had Sunday school. And I feel like churches, Sunday school still happen?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it much.
You want to do the morning corny?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one to tell at church.
Oh, we have a church joke. Okay, here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the duck get arrested?
Why did the duck get arrested?
For selling quack. Quack.
Quack. Kids?
Yeah.
Don't do quack.
No, quack is whack.
Oh, boy.
That was the morning corny.
Okay, I have something for you guys. And we can decide if we're going to do it or not. But I have to tell you, first of all, I was hanging with my dog last night. And he's sick. Physically, he's fine, but he does have a blood cancer. And so my vet has prescribed him this special kind of royal canine dog food. And my dog goes crazy every time. It would be like if you gave me chicken and every meal at chicken, I was like, oh my goodness, it's chicken. He freaks out every time. So I brought a can of this in.
Oh.
No, I just want to show you.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And it's expensive, but he's sick, you know?
Have you smelled it? Do you like, smells good?
Oh, it makes me want to vomit.
Oh, great.
But I think there's got to be something to it because
he loves it.
Loves it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's Royal Canine, veterinary diet, and this is the can. Now, I've often wondered why he loves it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And to say I'm not curious, take a little nibble would be a lie.
Ah.
Well, then you should do that.
I know I should.
Yeah.
He loves it. So here's what I would propose. There are six of us. We have a wheel.
Yeah.
Or some sort of
wheel. Okay, the wheel.
We put our names.
I like the wheel.
No trivia with Bobby. You'll win.
Yeah, I think this should be a game of straight chance.
Yeah, wheel.
And the last one left has to just eat a spoonful of this dog food.
I like it.
Oh, the last spoonful? One left.
It's a spoonful. No. What are
the
ingredients?
Wait, so it's not even if it lands on you first. You're eliminated. Okay.
Here's the thing. Morgan number two. I'm going to have you read the ingredients and come back. We'll come back to you in a second.
Is it gluten-free?
Well, Morgan important. Number two's vegan or something.
Yeah.
And so this is not a meat base, but you should look at it.
Okay.
And tell us if you're in. And we'll come back. You guys think about it. We'll see if we can build the wheel. And if we feel like we want to do it, we'll do it.
All right. I'm no dairy, too, by the way.
No one else has any other dietary restrictions for dog food.
I only dabble with meat sometimes.
Good. You're
right. All organic.
Okay. Yeah. We'll come back.
Is it grass?
Get your bones on. Get your Bobby bones on. Yeah.
We have had this wheel in our life for probably
years.
10 years.
Oh, way longer.
12. And we haven't used it in 5.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
So we have this wheel, and we've decided we've put everybody's name on the wheel. Let me see if it spins, though.
Oh, it spins!
Just that noise gives me anxiety.
So what happens is I have this dog food, and my dog goes absolutely bananas for it. And I go every time, there's got to be something to this food. He doesn't go this bananas if I throw him a piece of beef.
Mm-mm.
But for this veterinary diet, this prescription diet for my dog, he goes nuts. So I thought, what if we spin the wheel and the loser has to eat a part of a spoonful and just give us feedback on
if
the dog food is good.
Okay.
So what happens is I'm going to spin the wheel and whoever it lands on is wiped off the wheel.
Oh,
love it.
Okay. So you want it to land on you.
You want your name to come up.
Until the last one, right? But for now, you want it to land on you because you're done.
Okay.
On the wheel, me, Lunchbox.
That's me.
Our producer, Raymond, who works in the glass room.
Oh.
Eddie.
I'm here.
Amy.
Hi.
And Morgan number two. There's six of us on the wheel.
Okay.
I will be spinning it. Nobody. Ooh.
Who are you cheering for?
I just want me to get off of it.
Yeah. Just,
all right. Ready?
Okay.
Let's
spin that wheel.
Come on, Amy.
Lunchbox is in the clear.
Oh, boy. Yes. Who eat that food? Eat that food.
Pull his name off.
Yes.
Oh. We'll give it another spin after this.
So it's just blank there. Okay.
Clear Lunchbox's name. We'll come back.
We have to wait?
Yeah, we have to wait. Oh, no.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Roof, roof.
The one with the
we have this dog food. Somebody on the show is going to eat spoonful because we've agreed to do it.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah. My dog loves it. So I'm thinking there's got to be something to it. He gets more excited about this than meat. Mm. So there were six of us on the wheel, and if it lands on your name, you get taken off the wheel. Lunchbox has been eliminated. You're not eating the dog food.
I feel so good. It's like the best day of my life.
Okay. He gets to sit back and just enjoy it.
And cheer for other people.
All right, you want to spin it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want it to land on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
Whoa, there's a name flying.
Here we go. Okay. Come on, Bobby.
Eddie. That's a good spin.
Where is it?
Morgan number two.
Oh, my goodness.
This
is not good.
We're down to four. We're down to four.
You guys.
Yeah. So, okay. I hope you're hungry.
I'm serious about us getting a food chaser. Something to chase it.
Left on the wheel.
With
me, Amy. Eddie.
And Ray.
And Raymond, our producer.
Okay.
Lunchbox is loving life
this
right
is
now.
Terrible.
Man, I've been one away twice.
Really?
I just missed the Powerball number both times.
I'm standing behind the wheel. I don't want to see it.
You want to take one more roll at it real quick?
Oh, yeah! Right, okay, so we go.
Here we go. Let's
spin that wheel!
Oh. And you still want your name.
You want your name. Come on, baby.
Amy.
Come on, Bobby!
Amy.
Bobby.
Amy.
Eddie.
Yeah!
Whoa! Whoa! Yeah! Greatest day of my life, Lunchbox! Yeah!
Yes!
Dude, I so didn't want to eat that. Thank you, Lord!
Only me, Amy, and Ray remain for the dog food. I have a can of this dog food that my dog loves. He goes crazier for it than human food. Mm-hmm. And I thought, there's got to be something to it. So we put six of our names on the wheel, and three have been eliminated. One of us has to eat a spoonful of this. And so there are three left. I'm on the wheel left. I could be the eater. Amy could be the eater.
What's happening?
Producer Raymond could be the eater.
We're adding our names on there more?
Well, some of the spots are blank.
Yeah.
We pulled the names off.
Yeah.
We don't want to keep spinning if it lands on an empty spot.
Oh.
So.
So you just increase our odds.
No, it's the same
odds. It's the same. Everybody has the same odds. There's three of us left. We're all on equal spots.
Oh.
So we're going to spin the wheel. We ready to spin or we have to cover one more? Okay, there you go. So we're going to spin the wheel. You want it to land on you because you're eliminated from the wheel.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
Come on, Pete. Come on, buddy.
Round and round again.
Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby, Bobby. Amy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Oh, amazing.
This is terrible. I hate this game.
Bones, it's either you or Ray. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll spin the last time. Okay. Let me hit this quick break. Ray, it's just me or you, buddy.
I know.
I'm going to hit this. We'll come back. We'll spin it one final time. Give me a plastic spoon. I've already accepted that I'm going to have to eat it.
Okay.
Just give me a spoon.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Raymond, come on back in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if you're just turning on the show, we have this wheel in our studio, and we spin it. Sounds like that. We started with six people, and if it landed on your name, that was a victory. You got taken off the wheel.
Yes.
The last one standing has to eat a bite of this dog food.
Oh.
And I just brought it in because, one, I thought 1 in 6, I'll take those odds.
Right.
And I wanted someone to try it because my dog loves it. We'll run through a wall for it.
So it must
it's
be
wet.
Amazing.
It's wet dog food. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Raymond, our audio producer, and myself. You still want it to land on you, okay?
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, same rules the whole time. No changing it up.
Boy.
If it lands on you, you win. The person who never had it land on them has to eat a spoon of the dog food. Everyone's gathered around.
Wow.
Oh.
One final spin. Raymond, how you feel?
Good. I mean, I won the Yeezys. I won the $500. I know it's going to...
You got new tires. Yes, we know you got a lot.
I'm going to have to eat the dog food.
Then will you just take the dog food then and eat it with no...
No.
Okay. Okay. One final time. Let's...
Wait. Would you like to buy your way off the wheel?
No.
What?
Okay. I'm going to make some money.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you mean to put you on there instead of me?
Yeah.
No.
This is a good...
Yeah, no. I don't think we should be...
No, you're changing
buying
things.
Our way off the wheel.
No, okay. Life's not like that.
Good luck.
Yes, it is.
Life's exactly like that. All right, let's
spin that wheel.
Come on, baby. Land on Bobby. Come on. Come on, Bobby. Bobby.
Oh, no.
Bobby eats.
How about that? And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
No.
That's so funny because this was your idea.
And you're the one who said,
oh, is that funny to you?
Yes, because you were like, let's put our names on a wheel and eat dog food.
Smell this.
Oh, it stinks.
Okay, I'll smell
it.
Let me just smell it. Okay.
Oh.
I mean, doesn't smell horrible.
What does it smell like, Amy?
It smells disgusting. It smells like this, y'all. The first ingredient is water. The second ingredient is pork byproducts.
A Lannister always pays his dues.
I don't know what that means.
A what?
A Lannis?
Morissette?
What are you talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Chew it. Suck on
it. Okay, what?
What's it taste like, Bones?
Okay, what?
Yes, you can.
Bones, you have to eat it. Let's see it go down.
Yes, you have to.
It's the rules.
Would you say Alanis pays debt?
Yeah, Alanis Morissette pays her debts.
Yes. Okay, go. Just swallow it. Come on,
take it down.
Guys, it's not easy.
Talk about it.
It was supposed to go down, not up.
I swallowed it, and it came back up.
And you threw up in the recycle bin.
Come on.
Uh-oh, there's more coming.
Oh, no.
Like in the trash can.
This is gross. Oh,
disgusting, dude.
This is gross.
You need mouthwash? There's mouthwash right here. No, stop throwing up.
Dude, I can't get
Now I feel bad.
I don't, but I'm grossed out for sure. Oh my God.
Are you going back for seconds? I'm done. I'm out. I swallowed it and then it came back up. The end. I would have lost the eating contest if this is the wiener contest. Well, you can't throw up?
Yeah, yes.
Give me some smart mouthwash. Yeah. I'm gonna puke again.
You put that in the lid and
No, you're supposed to. Okay, all right. You're supposed to put in the lid
Bobby,
first.
Pour it in the lid. Drink out of the lid.
Man, that was sad.
Again, that's the recycle bin.
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's the trash can.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody's yelling at me.
So Bones, what happened? What did you feel?
It went down, and something rejected it about halfway down, and it came spiraling back up twice. The end.
So does your dog have bad taste?
Oh, my dog's out of his mind. I'm done. I'm going to play a song now. Oh. Oh, I'm going to puke again.
Oh. But really, how awesome was it that Bobby won?
And by one, you mean lost?
Yeah. I lost.
I need something to... Uh-huh. Like, can I have a piece of apple
Chaser.
Or something?
Yeah, eat the apple.
Oh, I don't... Okay. This couple that bought that sailboat...
Oh, so sad.
Yes, I did.
Huh? A Colorado couple, they sold everything to buy a sailboat, and they were going to go sail the open seas together. On their second day, the boat sank.
Oh.
You know,
did they live?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They hit something in about 8 or 9 feet of water. It stopped the boat completely. Water flooded into the cabin. They grabbed their social security cards, their cash, their IDs. They grabbed their dog. A ship arrived an hour later to rescue them. But the water was too shallow because they were only in 8 or 9 feet of water. So they jumped in and the boat capsized.
Man, it's just all your dreams.
You can't put all your eggs in one boat.
I see what you did there.
You can't. Like I
know.
I'm sad for them. And also, where's the insurance? No one's talking about insurance.
Oh,
you can't buy a boat with all your money and not have insurance.
Man. I sure hope they did. I just hope that's just not.
It was their dream.
We all have dreams. And sometimes they don't work out. So that's why you have insurance or a prenup.
Yeah. So where do they go from here?
I don't know.
I know.
The average person will spend how much on Valentine's Day, do you think?
Oh, I think I read $120 or
$34.
Something. $34. Oh, maybe mine was on a meal for two.
The average person plans to spend $34 on Valentine's Day. The guy will spend on average $41. The female, $26. So it averages out to
$34. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess, what are we talking about? Wednesday night? Amy's got some mystery date with her husband that she doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm. We have a babysitter and a two and a half hour block of time.
And he's not telling you? That's fun, though. It's like, Wednesday Shades of Gray. Mystery.
Sure.
There are only four states where people plan to spend over $60. New Mexico, Connecticut, Missouri, and Texas.
Huh.
Apparently, money can buy you love. Or at least it makes it easier. 90% of couples who earn at least $200,000 a year say they are either completely or almost completely satisfied with their relationship. Is that so they can get a boat and go away for a while, or what? afford your way out of there?
I don't know.
Well, for Valentine's Day, I will be doing nothing.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No, not sad.
Dang.
I just don't have any plans.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't have anyone to do something with.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
A lot of people like you in your boat.
Yeah. A lot of people like me
on your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's with
her husband. Lunchbox. You playing rec soccer or not?
I got a rec soccer game, so I'm trying to think if I can plan something at the soccer place, like bring some flowers and pack my wife a dinner, like a sandwich, and she can eat a sandwich while she watches the game. That's kind of romantic.
The sandwich in the shape of a heart.
It wouldn't be. She doesn't want to go to his rec soccer game.
I don't know.
She's still working at Topgolf?
Yeah.
How's that going?
She's crushing it.
What does she do?
She does marketing.
Why are you so vague?
Not being vague. It's her job title.
Exactly.
How does she market? What does she market?
She markets the concerts there. She markets the stuff going on.
Events.
Yeah.
There's lots of fun things going on.
Does she enjoy it?
She really likes it.
Yeah.
Likes the people she works with. Is having a great time. She works a lot of hours, but really enjoys it.
There you go.
You guys still trying to have a baby?
Yeah, trying. I mean, we had a good weekend.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I just asked.
TMI.
No, we had a good weekend.
That hasn't.
We get it.
Eddie,
no,
what are you doing on Valentine's?
Oh, we're doing the daytime. When my wife and I are doing a daytime lunch.
Ah, the lunch.
Yeah. See what happens.
I think I'd rather be me.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow morning, Dean Summerwind should be coming in to play Parked Out by the Lake.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
So, yeah, that whole thing's happening. Like,
yeah,
he wrote happening. The song and recorded it a year ago, and then we kind of created a monster with putting it out, and then we kind of forced his hand in putting it on iTunes and Spotify.
Wow.
But now it's blowing up. Because I said, hey, you can come on the show, but you got to put it on all the things. And he did, and now this song is just taking off.
And I'm parked out by the lake.
But I do have to give Jake Owen credit, because without Jake texting me at 4:30 in the morning going, hey, here's this song, I'd have never known what it is. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, I did name drop. So, there's that.
Mm-hmm. Almost forgot.
Yeah. If I drop a name, I got to hit the button. So, shout out Jake Owen.
Name drop.
Over to Lunchbox now. As we do his oral report on Brooks and Dunn, which every week we give him a country artist to learn about and present back to us. And so now, the most successful duo in country music history, Brooks and Dunn, as being presented by Lunchbox.
Welcome
to the studio, Lunchbox.
Thank you. Let me tell you, Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, also known as Brooks and Dunn.
Oh,
in case you didn't know their first names, that's their names. And Kix Brooks... Okay, great. He was here. He was a songwriter, and he was a solo artist. Wasn't having much luck, okay? But Ronnie Dunn, this is the one that fascinated me. His background was like, whoa. So he was going to Abilene Christian University because he was going to be a pastor or minister or whatever. And he got kicked out of school because he was playing at local bars. The dean came to him and said, look, dude, if you're going to be playing at local bars, you got to get out of this Christian university. Kicked him out of school.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
He got kicked out of college for playing music.
Yeah.
Wow, Kevin Bacon, man. Sort of. Footloose. Yeah. Go ahead.
So then Ronnie Dunn, he enters a talent contest sponsored by Marlboro, like the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oof.
And he wins first place. And so one of the part of the grand prize was he got to have a recording session in Nashville. Okay, so he enters this talent contest, he does the recording session, and the producer on it is like, man, this guy sounds pretty good. So he nominates him to this guy, Tim Dubois. Dubois.
Yeah.
Okay? And Tim Dubois is like, I kind of like his sound. I think he'd go good with Kix Brooks. So he says, you guys need to get together and write. And they became a duo. And the first... time they wrote. The first song they wrote is what they say. I don't know if this is true.
What was it?
Well, wait for it, Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brand New Man.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your church.
That's the first song they ever wrote. Went to number one. Also off that album. My Next Broken Heart.
I'm Neon Moon.
Oh, sorry. Slow down. I didn't know you were going to play them all.
That's a jam.
I spend most
this is so me good. At the Electric Cowboy. Two-stepping.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't line dance something this
You're right. You're right. That was dumb.
Yeah.
If you lose your one,
that's a jam.
You hold your girl tight on this one.
No, I don't because I spin her. Because I got pretty good. Yeah, I got pretty good. Yeah, go ahead.
So four cuts off that first
album. What was the other one? That's only three.
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Forgot that one.
That is you at Electric Cowboy.
That's what I learned to line dance to.
Yeah.
In the college dorm. My grandma taught me to two-step, but Carrie Carter in the college dorm taught me how to
line dance.
Shout out.
Boot Scootin' Boogie. Yeah.
But four number ones off that first album, and Brand New Man, the album... remained in the Billboard charts for 5 years.
Wow.
We're not talking 5 weeks. We're talking 5 years. It was sitting there just selling.
That's
boom,
impressive.
Boom, boom, boom. Sold 6 million copies. So they're like, oh, what are we going to do now? Second album? Hardworking Man? 5 million copies.
Hardworking Man.
Hardworking Man got him a Grammy.
Oh, what?
Their first Grammy.
What?
First Grammy.
You wouldn't know it.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. They crushed it. Then they went on to win another Grammy. They won all these awards. They won 17 CMA Awards, 26 ACM Awards, 2 Grammy Awards. And when they were hosting the CMAs in New York City, They did a concert on top of Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
On top of the marquee.
On top of,
yeah,
wow.
And they got to ring the bell on the stock exchange.
Really?
Yeah, and then they broke up.
Oh. What happened?
Well, they say they never had a fight in their life, and it's just too good of a horse to ride into the ground.
No.
Huh. And so they broke up.
What horse?
They're a horse, like they're a combo. It. So they broke up. But Reba McEntire brought him back, and they did a little residency in Vegas, and they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money.
Woo! So where does that leave us?
That leaves us with, they're amazing.
So, there's this song from Chris Stapleton called Either Way. I think it's a cover, too.
We can just go.
Let me look that up. This is Stapleton.
Say the word, we'll call it quits. Baby,
you know the song?
Yes.
Okay. So this guy named Heath Sanders, who works in an oil field, he gets on Facebook and just sings the song with a guitar. He's from Arkansas.
Wow.
And so I messaged him last night on Facebook. I'm like, hey, dude, you want to come on the show? He's like, this is Bobby Bones. I was like, no, I saw your video online. You should come on the show. So his name's Heath Sanders. Do you want to hear some of this?
Yes.
This is just him singing on his camera, like his phone.
I'm past the point, give a damn, and all my tears cry. We can just go on like this. Say,
good. That's his YouTube, Facebook video.
He's good.
So that song, Adam, check. Leanne Womack put the song out first. Stapleton wrote it, and then Stapleton came back and recorded it later. So it's a cover of his own song. That
gotcha.
He wrote.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So Heath Sanders is actually on the phone. Heath.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. How are y'all?
I felt weird hitting you last on Facebook because I know it was just random, and I was like, hey, dude, it's Bobby Bones. What up?
And I thought I was getting spammed, man.
Yeah, I felt like I was spamming you was the weird thing. Or like fishing you. But, dude, you're really good.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that a lot.
How long you been playing?
Picked up the guitar at 21. Been singing. My dad's a pastor, so I've been singing in church since I was, three. But I actually only picked up the guitar and started actually playing local venues about 5 months ago. So, it's only been taking it serious for about 5 months, but here we are. It's pretty unreal.
Yeah, man. Heath Sanders is his name. And where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Searcy County in Marshall and eventually made my way toward Van Buren County and now live in Cleveland.
So that's Arkansas.
It's okay.
In around Central Arkansas, yeah. How old are you?
34.
Man. And what do you do for a living?
I work for Southwestern Energy. I'm a field operator. Work on natural gas wells, things like that.
Do you think you'd want to pursue a career in music?
Man, I've given it some thought, and I'm a bit of a realist. There are a lot of people out there who are a lot better than me who never make it. And one of these days I'll have a wife and kids, and so I just kind of stuck with a day job, and it really... If it came to me, yeah, man, it would. I would. I'd love it. You know, it is what I love to do. So,
we have this fellow here named Heath Sanders. Works in the oil fields from Arkansas. This is a video from the internet where he's just crushing it. And so I messaged him on Facebook last night. Said, hey, come on the show, Heath. Here's what I want to do. We'll see if we can work this out. If you, because I know where you're probably 5.5 hours. Because when I drive into Central Arkansas, it takes me about 6 hours. So you're probably 5.5, 6 hours away by car. If you want to come up in the next week or 2 weeks, we can find a day, and you want to come perform on the radio, I can bring a couple label people up, and we can just get right down to it, and they can tell you if you have it right now or not.
Are you serious, man?
Of course. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have reached out to you at 9:30 last night after watching your videos. I've been like, dude, you're good. I get to see everybody. I get to see everybody. I'm lucky enough that I get to sit in a studio and watch people sing every day at the highest 1% of 1%. And I think just by watching your video that there's a shot you have something. So I would like to invite you, and we can figure out the time. You want to drive over, I'll bring in some people to watch you, and we'll just figure it out. Either you're good enough, you can be good enough with more work, or you're just not.
You say when, man. I'm there.
Okay. Hey, we like this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to put you... I'll tell you what. We'll call you back after the show, and we'll figure out a day when you can drive over. And other than that, just keep making music. Keep putting it on the internet, dude.
Perfect. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Woo pig, right?
All right. Bye-bye. Hey,
there it is. That guy's good, man. Mm-hmm. Did you hear it? This is just him putting the phone up right there.
I'm past the point, give a damn, and all my tears cry. We can just go on like this.
I'm gonna blow his voice out, man.
Say the world will call it quit. Baby,
don't you guys hear something there?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Like, I'm not crazy, right?
Yeah,
no, you're not crazy.
I was tracking that guy down. I was like,
super cool.
Hey, man, it's me, Bobby.
And he's like, no, it's not.
Hey, internet. Hey, Mr. Guy on the internet. Can I have your cell phone number? And he was like, what?
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and you can listen to it on iHeartRadio or iTunes. And I have songwriters, artists, and it's really, really music intensive. We talk about kind of the second layer of music. And so Dave Cohen comes by, who is, when they make a record and they hire someone to play piano, the studio session players are the best players. They're too good to tour, so they sit and just play in the studio. So he was talking about, he played on, you know, one of the songs on the radio.
So you play the keys on Losing Sleep?
Yes.
Can you hear your keys?
Fall into me, let me breathe.
That's funny. I had a conversation literally yesterday with my dad that goes, he goes, sometimes I can hear you, son, but I don't know. I can't hear you.
So we talked about that. Somebody plays piano on all these albums, Lauren, Atlanta. I mean, he just goes on, but he's really fantastic. And so that's the latest Bobby Cast. And so that one's up now from Dave Cohen. There's also one from Dan and Shay, new artist Jimmy Allen, Dave Haywood from Lady Antebellum. There's one Thursday coming out this week.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be Dave Haywood's best friend.
Mm-hmm. You have me excited about that one.
Yeah, he's so smart. And he doesn't do a lot of talking because Charles does.
He does enough for all of them.
Yeah. And so Dave doesn't, and he's cool with that. He's the bad guy. He's the brains behind the operation.
So going into it, were you thinking, okay, I hope
I don't know if he's the quietest person ever.
Right. And obviously, if you're having someone on your podcast, you're hoping that they
because it's just one-on-one talk for an hour.
Right.
And so, yeah, that one comes out Thursday. So Dave Cohen, the session pianist, and then Dave Haywood on Thursday. It's a Dave week.
The week of Dave's.
But I want to be Dave Haywood's best friend from Lady A. It was really, and he's so tall. But Charles is 6'7".
Again.
I know. He doesn't seem that tall, but
in pictures, it looks like he's 5'6".
Yeah.
But he's really 6'2".
Dang it, Charles.
I know. Charles Kelly runs everything.
Come on.
Yeah. But anyway, search for Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or iTunes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Cardi B was doing a music video. And she's the rapper that is this song.
Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with
so
his face.
I'm
like,
okay, they go and they have a cheetah. And they put the clip of the cheetah up, and they're using the cheetah in the music video, and the cheetah like tries to attack her.
Because why wouldn't you use a cheetah in a music video if you're
no,
Cardi
B? No, I get that, but Cardi B's hit single "Bodak Yellow" was shot in Dubai and features the cheetah. Mm. This is for this song. It's not for a new video. It's for this song. Wow, I didn't know that. So
look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just
the video's director says Cardi B was nearly attacked by the cheetah. Cardi B seen in a clip from the shoot rapping. As she holds the leash of the animal, the cheetah then sits up and hisses and jumps at her.
Oh, no.
And then she goes, help, help, help.
I might just chill in some bait.
They had to use a friendlier cheetah.
Oh, they should put that footage in there anyway.
This cheetah right here, he's eating about 6 pounds of deer meat. Oh. And he's just calm about the new one.
So, yeah, definitely feed that cheetah before.
Cardi B became the first female rapper to have a solo number one in 19 years. So. Let's stop using cheetahs. Let's stop using animals.
Yeah. You use a stuffed one. It's fine. Same thing.
What? Unless it's domesticated. Don't try to domesticate it. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't think that these cheetahs were domesticated?
No.
No.
Let's stop it. Let's stop with zoos. Let's stop with all this nonsense. Let animals go live in their habitats. How'd you like to be put in a zoo?
That'd be terrible.
Right.
Yeah. That's like prison.
Hey, what do you expect a cheetah to do when it's being held by its throat?
Goes cheetah.
A cheetah goes cheetah. Yeah. That's right. Everyone's like, ugh. You want to hear something funny? So earlier this morning, we were playing this terrible game. We had this wheel like Wheel of Fortune, and I lost, and I had to eat dog food. And I didn't want the wheel to land on me. So here I am. I'm going, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. And that's me yelling at the wheel. Amy's kids were listening to that segment. And here are Amy's kids.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Yeah! Thank you! Amazing!
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby, Bobby. Amy.
Yes! Yes!
And so that's them recreating.
Come on, baby, come on, baby.
Yeah! Yeah!
Was- I know. My husband said the kids are making fun of y'all.
Oh, I thought they were playing along with us.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think they were mocking us.
Did you see the story about the school and the unibrow?
No. What happened?
Where they waxed the kids' unibrow?
They did.
Two Washington mothers are upset after their toddlers came home with freshly waxed brows.
Oh. Toddlers? Wow.
They claim that someone at the daycare waxed their children's faces, removing their unibrows. She noticed a missing patch of hair. She said, quote, I got a closer look and I saw something missing. And another mom said the same thing. The daycare says it takes these allegations seriously.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what would happen if your kids came home and someone had cut their hair?
No. That's not your job. You don't do that. That's not, no.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a litigious person. I'm not going to sue them or anything, but I'm going to want answers and probably free daycare for a while. I mean, and I'm going to want them to evaluate the people that are working there. I'm going to sit them down and tell them that's not cool.
Yeah, and if they're making that bad decision, what other bad decisions similarly are they making?
Valid concern. What?
How mad would you be?
I mean, are they also in cosmetology school?
Oh, what if they were? Would that make a difference?
No, find someone else to practice on it or ask my permission.
Yeah, Amy, we have your kids. Would you mind if we wax their brows? I can imagine how that call is going to go. So I have it. You know what the next segment is?
Yeah.
The couch that costs more than your house.
Oh, good one.
Did you see this?
I did, and it's crazy.
Bobby Bones. In your pile, are you talking about the couch or you want me to?
No, I'm not talking about it. Okay. All you.
Celebrities have very expensive things that we all can't afford. Jennifer Aniston in Architectural Digest had a couch, and this couch goes for $358,000.
Wow.
So
a couch.
That's so awesome. Special about it.
Money. It better be a transformer that turns into a car, that turns into one.
Yeah,
one of those
food.
Robots you can make out with. Like, all that stuff should be having.
That's weird.
Oh, am I the only one that went there?
That's a little weird.
Oh. Well, it's really rare.
Yeah, there's only 150 made in 1947. There are two of them that have ever been sold. One for $358,000. That's the low one. The high one's $754,000. Mm-hmm. There are two other people they know that have one right now. Ellen and Kanye West.
Wow.
That is kind of cool, though.
But it's so old, it can't be comfortable.
That they're only 150, that's kind of cool.
But again, that kind of money for a couch, there are only a few things you can do on a couch.
Do you think?
Sit, lay, lounge. A mixture of them, yes.
But I wonder if people are allowed to sit on it.
No, not in my house. If I had one of those, you just look at it through a glass box. It'd be like a museum exhibit. This is the couch. Take a picture, move on, please. No flash photography.
It's kind of cool.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So just a heads up real quick, if you're thinking about proposing on Valentine's Day, you might want to do it at Panera Bread.
Why?
Because if you do and you use the hashtag Panera Proposal Sweeps, you could win Panera Bread catered for your entire wedding.
I thought you were going to say for life, and even then I was going to debate it.
Catering can get expensive for your wedding, so Panera will cover it as long as you get proposed. Now, they're not saying you're going to win just by proposing, but you enter a sweepstake, then you win.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'm probably not doing that one, but that's good we're talking about it. They got free promotion. Mm-hmm. I'd fake a proposal, and then if I won, have a fake wedding with all their food.
There you go.
That's what you do.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. You're smart.
Yeah, there we go.
Amy, what else you got?
I have the number one thing married couples fight about.
It's got to be money. It's got to be...
I thought so, too. I'll go ahead and tell you. It's not money, because we've always heard money is what leads to all demise.
Okay. Go ahead. What is it?
Cleaning.
What? Who does it?
Who does more or the way they clean. And so the suggestion is make a list of who should do what so you can avoid arguments and then make sure they're doing it the way you want it done. Because that's a problem at my place.
You knew Amy was about to take on a personal tone when she said you. The way you.
He helps out so much and he's so great. I mean, we both contribute to the chores, but it's just, I'm really particular. I want it done the right way. And boys, y'all just don't clean as good as girls.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fine.
So then we don't want to do it.
Then go ahead.
Yeah. competitive gaming could become an Olympic sport. I'm talking e-sport, which means video games that become a sport.
There is a hand-eye coordination to this gaming that people go, oh, you're playing video games. What are you playing, Donkey Kong? It's not that anymore. These games are so high-tech that there's definitely a hand-eye coordination. I have no problem with this.
Did you know that 2 days before the opening ceremony, they had a trial run with this?
I didn't.
Nobody took home medals or anything, but they're definitely feeling it. They played StarCraft II, and apparently they're thinking it could happen. One day we're going to see it on TV.
If I had just a ton of money and was investing in a sports team, I would buy an e-sports team, right, at this point in my life. I would buy. Yes. I don't enjoy it the most, but that's where the money is.
So people are behind a remote control playing these e-characters?
Huge.
People go to stadiums to watch this. They sell out arenas.
Not often. I mean, they do it occasionally, but yes.
It's definitely the future.
Yes. What else?
Okay. And lastly, speaking of TV, a new reality show is coming out that's going to follow toddlers as they wander around in public without any adult supervision.
Sounds safe? Wow.
It's called the Young Explorers Club. And yeah, they head out alone. They're wandering streets. No one's holding their hands and such. And cameras are following them. I'm sure they intervene if something dangerous is about to happen to the toddler. But you see if toddlers can navigate their way through life, you know? No helicopter parenting with that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I'll watch.
I would give that a look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to watch that.
But I would just be afraid someone would run and take the kid.
Yeah, there has to be someone really close by for sure. Like a kid's about to cross the street, stop them.
I mean, they wander through shops without an adult, cross busy. Ooh, they say you'll even see kids crossing a busy Manhattan street.
Stop it. That sounds terrible to watch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pal.
Did you see the pictures of Dane Cook and his girlfriend?
I mean, I have seen some, yes.
Well, we brought it up a couple weeks ago because he's 45 and she's 19.
19. He's 45, she's 19.
And so,
in case people didn't hear that.
They're out in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And people just take pictures of him and post them because it just looks like a man and his kid.
Yeah.
My mom, for example, she was 15 years old when she got pregnant with me.
Is that around the same?
No,
it's worse.
It's like me dating my mom.
Wow. but yet it's okay, right?
It's way more than that. Because you got to think, that's 21 years?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm seeing the Hawaii pics, and it definitely looks like a dad and
his because
daughter.
He has dad bod now, too.
Yeah.
He used to be ripped up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw the picture of that. That always makes me feel uncomfortable. Just a 19-year-old part of it.
Mm-hmm.
If she were 23 and he was 48, it would be different. It's just a teenager. I know Lunchbox likes the thought of dating a teenager.
She looks happy to me. Looks like a good
but
couple.
But who's using who?
I'm not
is
saying
she
she's not happy.
Is she using him for the money? Is he using her for the youth and whatever?
What do you think?
Or are they in love?
Or are they in love? You have three options
Oh,
there.
Come on. Okay, what do you think, Bones?
I think they're probably both.
Using each other?
Probably. And who are then again, it's legal. Who are we to say that that's wrong? It just looks odd.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Fine, they're in love.
I think they're in love.
Yeah?
Because we don't even know her name, so she's not really getting any good press out of it.
No, she is. And
Taylor.
She's a singer and an artist.
Uh-huh.
So she's getting attention.
Yeah, she's definitely getting
good
attention.
Good for her.
He
love
referred
is love.
To her as a gift.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure, from him.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, man. Okay.
I got to eat this food. I'm fasting. Have I told you this?
No.
So the first 5 hours I wake up, I can't eat anything.
Okay.
And then I eat at 9, then at noon, and I'm done.
So you're doing like intermittent fasting.
That's exactly what
it is. What's the reason behind this?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
He's getting his body all in shape.
Oh, really?
I'm only fasting for 4 days. I got some stuff I got to do that I can't talk about yet.
But I've heard that if you eat before noon, that's when you can eat the bad stuff.
No, he's not. Eddie, don't stop.
That's what Bobby told us.
Bobby's, yeah.
I know.
I never said you can eat the bad stuff.
You said if you're going to eat bad, do it before, like for breakfast.
Well, yeah, do it earlier.
Yes, if.
Yeah.
I didn't say you should.
But you're doing the opposite of that. You're not eating anything.
I'm not eating any. I'm intermittent fasting.
So you're cutting it off at noon.
I think I have one more meal, but it's small later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. How much weight are you going to lose?
Well, I weighed today, and normally I'm about 168. On the heavy side, about 170. I'm at 155 right
now.
You're
what? Blow
away. This is terrible.
Lee, I started eating this new plan last week. I already quit.
That's Amy.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your plan?
I was just limiting carbs and...
That's a plan?
Even help. Well, right now, just for a little bit to kind of... Because I felt I just was eating more carbs than I used to, which I don't think carbs are bad, but I was just... eating way too much, so I was trying to trim up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't know. Here I am back eating carbs this weekend.
Ah,
crap!
The medal counts out for the Winter Olympics.
We winning?
No,
that's no, why we're not. We're like
we're
in fourth.
Not.
I can't take us being terrible at things, so I don't watch.
Yeah, no. Who's winning? Like Norwegians?
Well, Norway's got the most medals at 8.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Canada at 6. Germany and the Netherlands have 5, and then we're in, I guess. 5th place with 4.
It's not bad. We're just one away.
Okay, think about it. All of those places have way more wintry things.
But here's the thing. We have parts of our country that are very wintry, and these countries are very small.
That's
yeah,
true.
But all they do is wintry.
And
all they
we
do
have is Alaska,
wintry,
too.
They have wind.
Yeah. So it's tough for me to watch. The ice skating, apparently our ice skater got robbed last night.
Yeah, supposedly he did great, and then another person fell
down.
Twice, and they still beat us.
Oh, I thought he meant literally robbed.
No. Although,
like after
there's no way I'm
performed.
Going to South Korea, though.
Yeah.
Someone said, here's a free trip. Go to the Olympics on me. I'll pass.
Why would you not go?
You're one country away from being destroyed.
But they're not going to do anything because he sent his Olympians over there to compete.
He killed
not,
his brother.
He would sacrifice his Olympians.
The fact that they're celebrating North Korea in any way, they're cheerleaders, that this is a terrible regime
mm-hmm.
that tortures people, yeah. holds them prisoner.
He's killed his brother?
He kills his siblings.
Yeah, so what would he care about?
Yeah, I didn't know this. I didn't know he killed his brother. Maybe his brother's a jerk, but...
No.
It doesn't matter if you're a jerk. You can't murder someone.
I'm saying... I don't know how he couldn't explain that to his people to go and...
He doesn't explain anything to his people.
They see
what he wants them to
life
see.
There.
Oh. I guess I should have researched him more.
Yeah, you should
have...
Before you started talking.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
That's a wrap for today. What do you have going on?
I have... Well, got to pick the kids up. Same Monday. Workout, show prep, pick kids up, cook dinner. We're making bread soup tonight.
What's bread soup?
Tahitian bread soup. My daughter's been craving it.
Oh, like from home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically soup with a bunch of bread in it. And the bread expands, and it's so low carb.
It sounds like it. Do you learn that from a Haitian in town or the internet?
Oh, I Googled it.
Yeah.
On the internet. She was telling me about it. She saw parsley and carrots in the fridge one day, and then she pulled it all out and started making it herself. We made it once before. And this is when I realized she knows how to cook and peel carrots and cut onions and... all the things.
Would I like it?
What?
Or is it very little taste because the orphanage didn't have a lot of...
No, it actually is pretty tasty. You would like it minus the bread. Once you put the bread in, it expands and takes over, and it's just so much bread. Like little soggy bread.
Yeah.
But she loves it. It makes her happy, so we're going to do that. What about you?
I have an eye appointment.
Oh, more. You're either going to the eye or the dentist.
They're both today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Double trouble.
I have an eye appointment because my prescription is just getting weak. So I'm going to have to get a little tougher on the old eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a dentist because I went the time before and the tooth they were going to put on is the wrong color. I know. So I got to have it. They got to switch it out. I still have a temporary on. So I have that. I have a dentist. I have Steve Mochler coming by for a Bobby cast today.
Awesome.
Who's your close personal friend.
Yeah.
It won't be up today. Dave Cohen is up today, but he's coming by the house. I'm doing that.
Oh, yay.
What?
I'm glad Steve's coming over. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Good dude.
Yeah, look at that.
We agree on that. He is.
I know. Lunchbox, what are you doing today?
I'll be hitting the nap circuit.
Oh, are you touring the circuit today?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out, try the right side of the bed instead of the left side of the bed.
Oh, wow.
See if I get better nap in.
It's like Sir Roosevelt. It's a Zach Brown side project.
Oh.
You're going to try the left side of the bed.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. How long do you think you'll sleep today?
Probably 2 hours. It was a long weekend.
And by a long weekend, you do a lot of work?
No. Just like a wedding, so you party hard and...
Just rest up from that party.
You're tired.
You're tardy. Yeah. You're tired and party.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good run today.
No, good nap.
Yeah, let us know how your run goes.
I will.
All right, thanks. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, thank you for hanging with us today.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show.